בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני ספסאי, תפתח ופי אגיד תהילסך. We discussed how although there is a mitzvah to recite the Torah portion of the man, however the Torah commentaries point out that the main purpose behind this is for us to contemplate on the message of the man, that just like in those times it was apparently obvious that Hashem was our exclusive provider because the man fell in an obviously miraculous way from the heavens, and it was absolutely clear that our efforts had nothing to do with bringing in our provisions, so too in today's times, although Hashem doesn't operate in an obviously miraculous manner, the same Hashem who was the sole exclusive provider then is the same Hashem who is our sole and exclusive provider today. And as discussed, if Hashem is our sole provider, how does it make any sense that we have a mitzvah to do hishtadlus, to make our own efforts? And we mentioned the Mesilas Yesharim in chapter 21, who explains very clearly that although Hashem provides for us exclusively, there is a separate mitzvah completely unrelated to the concept of Hashem sending us our sustenance, where we have an obligation to make our own efforts. And as mentioned, the Mesilas Yesharim compares the need to work to the payment of tax. Just like when I pay tax, it does not help me one iota to bring in more sustenance. It is just an obligation that I have to take care of. In the same vein, my efforts, my hishtadlus, is an obligation that I have to take care of as a result of the curse that was decreed on mankind when Adam initially disobeyed Hashem's command and ate from the tree. Although we have an obligation and mitzvah to perform hishtadlus and make our own efforts, it is also important to highlight the dangers of hishtadlus, of making an effort, if one does not have the correct perspective. Many Torah sources teach us how in times of old, one of the strongest yetzer horas, or desire for sin, was in the area of avodah zarah, of idol worship. And although, as the Gemara explains, that particular evil inclination was taken away, and we today cannot understand the true extent of what it means to have a real strong desire to serve idols, however, it seems very difficult to conceptualize why is it that the Torah makes such a strong emphasis to say Shema twice a day, that there is only one God. For most of us, that is quite an obvious equation that there is only one God. Some Torah commentaries explain that the way it would work was that there were certain magical procedures that one was able to practice, and by doing so, one would actually receive what they needed. That makes it a lot easier to understand why the Torah would place such an emphasis to not go after those practices, but rather exclusively rely on Hashem. Because imagine, I need money. I know that if I perform a certain practice, be it with a stone or some other form, I will receive exactly what I need. That's one option. Or I go pray and maybe Hashem will send me what I need, or maybe He won't. What do I choose? In today's day and age, as pointed out by Torah authorities, we have a different type of idol worship. When somebody goes to work, the apparent result of that is I receive sustenance from that particular endeavor. And although we are called on to perform the hishtadlus, it is so important to highlight that if one is led to, God forbid, believe that that is providing me with my sustenance, and therefore I am turning to that even slightly instead of turning to Hashem, that could be a comparable form of idol worship in our times. Let us take the words of the Mesilas Yesharim to heart, that the only reason we are commanded to work for a living is because we have to live out the curse that was decreed on mankind. Working for a living is a payment of tax that has absolutely no connection whatsoever to how we will receive our sustenance. Our sustenance comes exclusively from Hashem.